Teachers across Chicago have been fighting for salary increases and more resources in classrooms. There is another demand resonating among teachers during contract talks with school officials. They want more schools to become so-called sanctuaries for students. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-McGeegan has our story.
Carolina Lopez left her home in Guatemala last January. She wanted to start a new life with her two sons in Chicago, far from her abusive husband, whom she says tried to kill her several times. He used to come home acting crazy, like drugged, she says. One time, he grabbed a machete and put it on her neck. When Carolina and her kids got to the U.S.-Mexico border in El Paso, Texas, they were caught by immigration officials. She says they were detained for several days. Her oldest son, who's 19, was separated from her and later deported. She and her youngest son were freed days later, but Lopez walked away with a tracking bracelet around her ankle. She arrived in Chicago in February and enrolled her son at Piccolo Elementary in Humboldt Park on the northwest side, where she met Gabriel Paez. I told him I just arrived after being detained, she says, and Mr. Paez started helping me with everything I needed, a bed, shoes, clothes. Paez is a bilingual coordinator at Piccolo. He has a long list of responsibilities, including the oversight of bilingual testing and the Bilingual Advisory Committee.
I also teach in Spanish, kindergarten through third grade, 2 to 3 times a week, so that those kids maintain their bilingualism.
Paez goes beyond his job description to assist these students and their families. He connects new immigrants at Piccolo with counseling services and low-cost legal help. Piccolo has nearly 600 students, and the number of kids who need language support there has doubled in the last 5 years. In recent months, there's also been an increase in students arriving from Central America. Many of those families struggle to find permanent housing and steady jobs.
This has been me with some teachers who have collaborated. I have helped refugee families register for services and temporary housing situations. We have refugee families in the neighborhood on the verge of homelessness.
With someone like Paez at Piccolo, the school has become a safe space for immigrant students and their families. It's an example of what sanctuary schools could look like.
A true sanctuary school is a school that not only makes a poster and puts it on the wall, but trains staff, that has protocols in place, where front office staff knows what to do when a newcomer with a tracking bracelet around their ankle shows up.
The Chicago Teachers Union wants more schools to be safe spaces. When Acero Charter School teachers went on strike this winter, the union president, Jesse Sharkey, brought up the importance of sanctuary schools.
And what that means to us is that we have students that are basically affected by all the problems in this country in terms of what Trump says when he threatens immigrant families. So we are looking for a commitment from management to put into our contract that they wouldn't let people in without warrants. They wouldn't turn over lists to the government.
After Acero teachers got that commitment, other charter school teachers pushed for similar protections and got them. Chicago Public Schools has made a verbal commitment, but the union wants the meaning of sanctuary schools to be expanded. Its definition now includes protections and resources for all at-risk and low-income youth. But for immigrant students and their families, the definition includes language support for students who don't speak English and more resources to help families adjust. Piccolo has embodied most of that idea. But the safe haven that Paez, the bilingual coordinator, created for parents and students is under threat. Paez's position will only be part-time come September, and he's leaving. Piccolo's school officials are no longer funding his position, and CPS only pays half of it. Even if school officials hire more bilingual teachers over the summer, parents like Ana Karen Alonso say they'll have their hands full in the classroom.
Pero realmente los maestros en español que hayan no van a tener el tiempo de atender una.
A full-time coordinator like Paez, she says, is still needed. CPS says it has been adding additional resources to support English learners and their families. But it doesn't pay for a full-time coordinator if the school has less than 200 students who need bilingual services. Paez says Piccolo is a few students short. This year, Piccolo was a lifeline for Carolina Lopez and the 5 other families that recently arrived from Central America. Now the families are worried the services that made Piccolo a sanctuary will disappear, and that support will be hard to come by at another school. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEZ News.